Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning. It's 8 o'clock at 98.7 and 1330 KNSS with Steve and Ted in the morning. It's partly cloudy, 60. Today's high, 87. Florida preparing for Hurricane Irma.
I'm Phil Hildebrand. President Trump has nominated a local attorney to the federal bench in Kansas.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. All eyes continue to be on Hurricane Irma and its impact on the southeastern U.S., while the weather couldn't be any more opposite here at home. Our forecast is coming up.
Hurricane Irma moving closer to Florida, and warnings are up for people to leave. We have this report from ABC's Alex Stone, who is in New Smyrna Beach, Florida.
With last-minute preparations underway, the focus now for those who remain is preparing themselves to hunker down. Mike is trying to prepare a building.
Very tough, very tough. I was in line probably an hour or two at Home Depot, and I got to go back, and I hope we get more supplies.
Airlines will stop flying to some Florida airports tonight and other airports tomorrow. The window to leave is closing. Alex Stone, ABC News, New Smyrna Beach, Florida.
A massive 8.0 earthquake has struck off the southern coast of Mexico. Tsunami warnings are in effect for the Pacific coast in Central America and parts of South America. Quake caused power outages and 400 miles away in Mexico City. Robert Sanders of the U.S. Geological Survey says this was one of the strongest earthquakes detected in the region.
For this area of the world, this off the coast of Chiapas, Mexico region, this is the largest recorded event we have in the past century.
He adds that the area is already experiencing magnitude 5.6 aftershocks.
President Trump nominated a Wichita attorney to the federal bench here in Kansas.
If confirmed, John W. Brooms would replace retiring U.S. District Judge J. Thomas Martin in Wichita. Brooms is a former submarine officer and petroleum engineer who practices at the Hinkle Law Firm. His LinkedIn profile shows he previously worked as a law clerk to former U.S. District Judge Mati Balot. His resume includes a three-year stint as a project manager for Koch Industries pipeline and refinery operations. The Center for Responsive Politics shows Brooms contributed to Senator Ted Cruz during the 2016 Republican primary. He has also donated to several other GOP candidates. Kansas Senators Pat Roberts and Jerry Moran urged his confirmation, citing his impressive record. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
President Trump has agreed to a deal to fund the government for three more months and raise the debt ceiling that included federal aid to victims in the Hurricane Harvey. Interview with Kansas U.S. Senator Jerry Moran said that even though the solution solves the current problems, Congress has a lot of work ahead.
There are huge, huge issues that need to be resolved by the elected representatives of the American people, the Congress. And we've got to find ways in which we work together. Not everyone can expect to get exactly their own way, but we ought to be finding policies that work. And we certainly ought to be able to take care of the things that are the basic core of governing, keeping the government open and running.
President Trump has threatened a government shutdown over the lack of funding for the border wall.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment held a meeting in Hayesville last night to discuss contaminated water in the area. Officials say groundwater near the former American Cleaners dry cleaning site in the 400 block of West Grand has been contaminated by, quote, volatile organic chemicals. The entire cleanup project will cost between $6 and $7 million. State Representative Steve Crum of Hayesville says the money will come from a special fund that was created a couple of years ago.
So it was a fund that was planned that they thought was needed, and it's coming to fruition that it is needed. And it's been a really positive thing, and it's going to help us get the area cleaned up quicker.
KDHE officials say more than 100 wells in the area have been tested, and about 60 have shown some level of contamination. But they say they don't expect this to have a negative health effect. The area should be cleaned up over the next 6 months.
A former Wichita mayor and gubernatorial candidate says unsuccessful efforts were made to confirm the safety of his grandson before the body that is believed to be the boy's was found encased in concrete. Wichita Eagle reports that Carl Burr says something went wrong. Although it's too early to know whether the system failed, the 3-year-old Evan Burr.
KNSS News Time is 8:04.
Kansas City Chiefs, they did the exciting, impossible, some people say. Woo-hoo! Yes, last night, opening night of the NFL season right here on KNSS Radio. We'll tell you about that coming up.
Yeah, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS with Steve and Ted in the morning. Dan O'Neill and Jack Oliver sitting in. It's 8:07.
More than 350,000 visitors are expected for the Kansas State Fair. Kicks off today in Hutchinson. The fair general manager, Susan Sankey, tells KNSS News special attention is being given to the Midway rides this year.
We'll have about 40 rides this year. We're working with the Kansas Department of Labor on those inspections just to make sure everything's safe and in order for everyone to have a great time.
You'll be able to get that mac and cheese hamburger, deep fried everything. The fair runs through Sunday, September the 17th.
Toronto Pups, here we come. The 9th annual Kansas Lottery Holiday Millionaire Raffle begins selling tickets today. Sally Lunsford with the lottery reminds us that the number of tickets is limited.
200,000 tickets are available. Once those tickets are gone, they are gone. No matter when we sell out, the drawing will be January 3rd, 2018. Tickets sell for $20 each. There are some very good reasons to get your ticket early. There are 12 holiday bonus drawings. They start on October 1st, and they run every Sunday through December 17th.
The odds of 1 in 200,000 to win the $1 million grand prize at the Holiday Millionaire Raffle still offers players their best chance to become a millionaire, they say. The overall odds of winning any prize in the game is 1 in 47. 8:09, Steve and Ted in the morning. Time to take a look at what's happening on the streets of Wichita.
That's right. And right now in traffic, well, things calming down just a little bit. We are still seeing some heavy traffic right now up around the North Junction, but you can get through right there. And the gasoline prices in Wichita this morning, we're still up there in the high 230s. So 238 seems to be about the low end of the prices out there in the Wichita area. Spotted that over on the west side this morning, 238 a gallon. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And taking a look at our forecast, it is simply a scrumptious weekend on tap. Mostly sunshine this afternoon. Highs topping off at 87 tonight. Mostly clear, 62. And if you liked it today, the second verse will be same as the first for Saturday. Sunshine, highs of 87. Wichita skies are partly cloudy. We have 60 degrees at KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning. Dan O'Neill, Jack Oliver sitting in. Of course, Steve and Ted on the road collecting all kinds of hardware tonight. Last night, it was a big night. It's like the Grammys or the Oscars for radio, and Steve and Ted were the big winners. Hey, guys, you know, a well-deserved win for the 2017 Marconi Award. Welcome aboard for the Steve and Ted Show. Here's Steve and Ted.
Well, how are you guys doing? How's the Dan and Jack show going this morning?
Well, it's not probably the award-winning caliber of the Marconi award-winning Steve and Ted, but we're handling things all right. It's Jack is propping me up and making sure that I don't miss too many cues. So thank you, Jack.
Yeah, our friend over at KFH, Bob Lutz, said that you guys were going to Wally Pip us. You guys are good today. We're going to be out of there.
And we're gonna interrupt that 5,000th show there. So you guys get up to 4999, and then we'll probably give you a big bonus for winning that Marconi Award. I'm sure there's some monetary money coming your way for that.
Oh yeah. Hey, can I say something to Jack for just a second? And Jack, just
sure.
Again, thanks for you and I. We grew up in Wichita playing basketball against each other, and we've known each other a long time. But you gave me a break to come back into radio 19 years ago, and I just want to thank you because we've had such a great time, Ted and I, and you and KNSS. It's just been marvelous, and thanks a lot, Jack, because I appreciate it. I really do.
Well, the best part is, like I say, we played basketball against each other in junior high and high school, and kind of know each other in the radio biz, you know, throughout those years. And when you find people that really love broadcasting and that are local also, because I know people can move in and adopt the city and really like it. But I think that just helps with the history of what you guys do, both you and Ted, when you talk about things here on the air and you remember many, many different things that went on over the years. We saw this morning in the paper that Greg Gamer has passed away. And, of course, Greg was the anchor man at Channel 10 when it started back in 55, 54, and he was over at Channel 3 all those years. Well, you guys would talk about that in the morning and give people information, because a lot of people who grew up in the area would remember him. And so I think that's what's great about the history of what you know and how you guys report the news.
Yeah, Greg and I shared a day at Cecil Carrier's funeral several years ago. And Greg and I were the two guys who got to speak at Cecil Carrier, the weatherman, that worked at Channel 3 and on radio for years. And so you're right. It's I got to know Greg a little bit. He was a terrific guy. We got to meet some great people in radio and TV in our market.
Well, Wichita is one of those places where you can just come and people enjoy you, and you can stay and they can listen and you can entertain them. And then you end up winning. And this Marconi Award, as we talk about, this is a major award, as we joke about from the Christmas story. But this is one of those things, you compete against every radio station in the United States, and you guys came out on top.
Yeah. Well, again, thank you for filling in for us today so we can come back.
Yeah, I mean, there were huge contingents from Washington, D.C. and New York City and Los Angeles there last night, and Miami and Dallas. And pretty cool to have a little folks from Wichita up on stage as the winners last night. We were very proud, and we thank Intercom Radio for allowing us to have that opportunity.
And all those other shows, you know, still, you know, competing in their own right, doing very well in their own markets, and the peers at the National Association of Broadcasters picked you guys. So, you know, that's, you know, awesome. That is
program
awesome.
Director Tony Ducey was at a meeting Wednesday or Thursday this week, and the speaker was David Field, the Intercom CEO, our head man. And he had some great comments about radios. So Mr. Field made some great comments too. We have a good company. We're getting more and more proud of where we work, I think.
Well, Steve and Ted, wish you a safe journey back. We do need to wrap you up right now, because we have another winner that we need to be talking to here, and
somebody more important, as they say, on the other side.
Well, he probably hasn't gotten any sleep last night either. So, again, okay. Safe journey. Looking forward to you know, the award winning Steve and Ted show beginning another run starting Monday morning here on KNSS.
Thanks, guys.
All righty, safe journey. It's 8:15, KNSS, 98.7 and 1330 with Steve and Ted in the morning. Dan and Jack sitting in, and like Steve and Ted, someone not getting a lot of sleep last night. What a night. Mitch Holdus, the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, thank you for joining us this morning, Mitch, and what a night.
Well, Dan and Jack, good morning, and also a big man, congratulations to Steve and Ted for the National Marconi Award. I mean, that's, wow. It's outstanding that they've been awarded at that level. It's just fantastic, and Wichita's blessed to have him, have them on the air with them every morning.
I will.
Yeah, it was an epic victory and not much sleep, but 3.5 hours, and now I'm getting the treat of driving. I'm driving to West Point right now with some friends.
Oh, boy.
And so, yeah, I get to spend the weekend today and tomorrow at West Point, so I'm very excited. But epic victory last night.
And your pregame interview with the coach, I think the coach – in listening to his words, I mean, he had the faith in the players right from the start. He knew the players had the will to win, and they proved it on the field last night.
Here's the dynamic. Our players, and I saw it in them for the last really 3 weeks, they expected to win this game. And there was no reason from a standpoint of data that you should expect to win this game. New England was 54-1 at home against AFC in the last 55 games, 64-6 at home overall in 10 years. The stat that came out this morning was Tom Brady, when leading at half at home, was 82-0. And the Chiefs blew through all of that to outscore New England at New England's place, 21-0 in the fourth quarter. But the expecting to win and preparing to win and knowing they were going to win was an attitude that I saw and that I'd articulated in other shows going into the game. And it seemed ludicrous to say it, but this is a unique squad. But they, when they landed last night or this morning in Kansas City, Alex Smith told national pundits, "We expected to win, and now we roll."
Well, Mitch, I tell you, I'm listening to you do the play-by-play last night on the radio, and I watch on TV, like I have my little tablet over there. And what I really like about doing that is I hear the excitement. You guys are the best play-by-play team going out there. And then, because of the tape delay on TV, I know what's happening. Then when I look over to see what's going on, I can actually watch the play develop better, knowing where to look. And it's just, to me, it's exciting. I just love the play-by-play that you do and the excitement that you bring to the game. Even when the team is behind, it's still that level of excitement and entertainment. It's great.
Well, thanks. It's we have the second in the National Football League. We have the second highest to actually keep track of these things. But we have the second ratio, second to Pittsburgh, of people that watch and listen. Now, some have become very sophisticated in it, in delaying the radio enough where they can sync it up to the video. But some are like you, where they actually want it because they can see it and then relive it again. And or they can hear it, actually, and then they can see it and relive it again because the video travels slower than the audio.
Well, it does work out. Like, say, you watch the game differently, but I think you get to see the, you know, when somebody makes a great block, you know, somebody sets up the, when they open up the, on the offensive line, they open up the hole for the running back to run through. You just watch the game differently, but you still get that excitement of that play-by-play you guys do.
If you want to monetize it, and of course, Greg Reno at American Ag Credit, his great people help make this appearance possible. But Greg makes money doing this. He'll have headphones on, and then he'll invite the neighbors over in Cheney. He'll sit there and he'll go, "I bet you guys $10 this is going to be a 78-yard touchdown to Kareem Hill circling out of the backfield," and he'll have more yards than any rookie in NFL history in his first game. And all of a sudden, he's just collecting money all night long. It's kind of sneaky, but I guess we've blown his cover. But if you want to make some money, just have headphones on or a little earpiece and go, "I think this is going to be a 75-yarder to Tyreek Hill. I don't know. Just have a feeling."
Well, the best part is I think fantasy football players are so excited today because everybody's changing their team and everybody's picking him up that didn't get him early.
Well, here's the other thing. And Kareem Hunt almost had 100 yards receiving and 100 yards rushing. And again, all-purpose yards, it was an all-time NFL record by a rookie in a first game. And the league's been around since 1921. We saw it in St. Joe, too. If people were following our reports, I was on daily with Steve and Ted talking about this team and talking about him, Kareem Hunt, and just said, you know, people are enamored with Patrick Mahomes, and they should be. But the guy who's going to make the most immediate impact in the rookie class will be Kareem Hunt. I didn't know it was going to be this big this soon, but there's more to come with the kid. He's not going to stop, and if he stays healthy, he's got a chance for a special career.
Well, that one return last night, it brought back, you know, some memories of my childhood watching the Nebraska Cornhuskers and feelings of Johnny Rogers running back. Yep.
Very good analogy. That's a great analogy.
That's a segue into the Eddie Plopp, Kansas City Chiefs Shocker football update, Mitch.
Well, people wait for it, and during the season on these Friday morning, I do tie it in to Shocker football history. And here's this one. On this weekend in 1970, and we all remember 1970 for October the 2nd and the horrific plane crash. But prior to that, there was such hope for the season. And Wichita State was getting a great opportunity because they were going to host Texas A&M at Cessna Stadium, a rare, what we call them, Power 5 teams coming to Wichita. But A&M, they were in a series of home-and-homes with Texas A&M, and A&M was coming to play Wichita State at Cessna Stadium. But a historic day this weekend in 1970 because Hugh McElroy, it's interesting, the first African-American in Texas A&M history to start for the Aggies was at Wichita State, and it was on that day. Now, it seems sad it took till 1970 for that to happen at A&M, but that's what happened in Wichita on this weekend that season. But then we know a month later that the terrible plane crash, and my wife sitting right by me, her first cousin Ronnie Johnson was killed in that crash in safety on that 70 Shocker team. But here, the story doesn't end with A&M and Wichita State that year, because A&M, their head coach Gene Stallings, one of the big things, if you've been around A&M and all their tradition, it's really unique and special. And one of the big things they do is to honor their seniors at a special football banquet at the end. Well, that year, the seniors of which are Texas A&M had voted to postpone their banquet or suspend it and use the money that was going to be given for the banquet. It was $5,000 at the time, that they want to give that to Wichita State for the victims' families of the crash. And the captains of Texas A&M actually flew back to Wichita and presented money to Wichita State. And one of them was Dave Elmendorf, who later was an all-pro safety in the National Football League and was a captain of the A&M team. But they said, no, we're not going to have a senior banquet this year. In fact, we're going to take this and go back to Wichita State and give it to the families of the victims of the Wichita State plane crash. So this weekend was historic for Texas A&M, but also showed the class of those seniors of the class of 1970, 71, fall of 70, to do what they did for Wichita State later on that fall and winter. And so that happened this weekend in 1970. So yeah, you can't have all of that happen if you don't have a team. So bring it back.
Incredible, Mitch. Your love of history never ceases to amaze me. I'm sure the coach is happy, but if I know coaches, he'll probably find some room for improvement for the next game. So our congratulations.
Here's the exciting thing. Now you bring up an excellent point. Here's the exciting thing.
Okay.
Okay. The Chiefs win. They beat New England at New England, 42-27. Now,
absolutely,
New England's beaten every planet in the galaxy like 15 times since the last 17 years. One, that's enough. Two, they did it by being -1 in the giveaway takeaway. This wasn't a pick six. This wasn't a scoop and score. These were six offensive touchdowns. Three of the six were 90-yard drives. New England had not allowed a 90-yard drive in the 4 years prior. And the Chiefs get 3-1 game. But here, they have room to improve, the Chiefs. I mean, there's a lot of ceiling to this team. Now, Eric Berry's injured, probably out for the season. That casts a little bit of a Pyrrhic victory feeling to it. Andy Reid will give everybody today. There needs to be a 24-hour period where this team revels in this victory. They need to. It's too big a win.
Absolutely.
And too historic a win. But starting tomorrow, next week, the Philadelphia Eagles come to Kansas City, Andy's old team. For 14 years, he coached them. Their head coach was our old offensive coordinator. It's going to be emotional. It's going to be big, and you have to flip the switch in the National Football League. You cannot live on this victory over a 24-hour period.
There you go. Well put. Mitch Holtis.
And again, thanks to the folks at American Ag Credit, to agloan.com.
Absolutely.
But now we know what Greg Reno, how he makes money on the side with that, help with that, acting like he's predicting plays. Tricky, Greg Reno.
Well, Mitch, the award-winning Steve and Ted will be back with you next Friday morning. And again, pass along our congratulations to the team. Well-deserved win last night. Mitch Holtis, voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. Thank you for joining us, Mitch.
And I've got to say this, too. Mitch Holtis also, this is all made possible by Rusty Eck Ford. Mitch Holtis segments every Friday during the season. Brought to us by Rusty Eck Ford. Coming up on Steve and Ted, we've got the Sean Hannity Morning Minute. Hillary's approval numbers are still lower than President Trump's. We'll talk about that and much more coming up.
We're out to be number one.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.